Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Unbelievably, we're on episode 4 of Be More Cleverer.
Episode 4.
I know.
We're almost established.
Do we still have to, like, describe what it is?
I don't really know. Yes.
Okay.
We have some new friends joining us right
now.
Oh,
yes, true. This is a podcast. What is the podcast?
What are we doing here?
What is this? This is the place where you can learn things without... No, what is it?
Well, we're done for selling it. This is a place where you can learn all about the things that you feel like you should maybe know more about.
Yeah.
You might have already resigned yourself to the idea that you wouldn't know anything about them because you didn't listen in school.
You've got this. You've nailed this.
Thanks. I know the brand. It takes a lot of time to really suss out a subject.
Yeah.
So we do it for you. And we tell you all the good stuff in a short little poddy podcast.
Short little poddy.
Little podwa. Puddington.
Puddington Bear.
Puddington Peas. Did you watch that?
I did. I used to love Puddington Peas, but we
down
digress.
At the bottom of the garden. That's a future subject.
Stop singing.
We can do. Sorry.
Stop singing Puddington Peas. Maybe we should do a Puddington Peas ep.
I just suggested that. Did you not hear me? Anyway.
So last week this happened.
It's landed on places.
Okay. No, this is good because the less I know about them and the more reluctant I am to learn about them, the more I probably should know. So what am I going to go away and learn about places? Geography, you mean?
Okay, I want you to learn about the South Pole, Antarctica.
I know so little about this that I actually need to clarify the topic. So you want me to learn about...
Antarctica.
Antarctica and the North and South Poles?
Well, the South Pole is in Antarctica.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay, good. So yeah, it was decided that I was going to be learning all about Antarctica, which I really, genuinely, really didn't know anything about.
I think we both kind of regretted everything that happened, like, as soon as it was said. I was like...
no, I didn't.
No, but like...
Good to know, though.
No, I mean, not like the podcast, but I mean, like I've got... It's like I went, oh God, that's just come out of my mouth, and you went... Really?
Oh, no.
But how has it been?
I have loved it. I know this is only my second one researching, but I'm really into Antarctica and I loved researching it.
I was going to say, like, you texted me midweek and said you went on a field trip. Tell me more about that,
please. On a field trip? So I decided to go to the Natural History Museum to learn all about... I thought there's got to be loads about that. Right, okay, the Natural History Museum is good. Don't get me wrong. I am not disputing it. It's a great place. Not much on Antarctica. At all. Mm. There's like two penguins and a polar bear. Not much else. Lots about the Earth, but they just missed out that bit. So
it's kind
good,
of the least most important part of the Earth, right?
No, it's definitely...
Oh,
you'll change your mind by the end of this.
Ooh, okay. Hit me with it.
And then I went to the Science Museum. Again, okay. Nothing. And so I said to a guy, look, I've been to two massive museums now, nothing about... And he was like, you need to go to the Royal Geographic Society. So, walked up Exhibition Row. You look so shocked. Yep.
Impressed.
I know. Went to the Royal Geographic Society, got there, and in fact, I'm going to show you on my phone.
Oh my God. Show and tell.
And you're going to have to describe. This is what greeted me when I got to the Royal Geographic Society.
The enduring eye. Where's that?
I know,
no.
Right?
No.
A whole,
you can't make that up.
A whole exhibition. What are you seeing right now?
The Antarctic Legacy of Sir Ernest Shackleton and Frank Hurley, the Antarctic.
Exactly. So,
oh my God.
I could have clicked my heels in the middle of the street. I was overjoyed.
You need to stop doing that in the street, okay?
No, especially on my own. So we're going to learn a little bit about a very noble expedition later on.
Ooh.
You can look forward to that.
How weird is that, though, that there was...
I know, weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I just caught the end of it, so I was really lucky. I don't know if it's even on now. Anyway, facts? Much?
Yeah, give me them.
I don't think you listen to these. Just saying. I don't know if you remember them. But I think these are really good and you're going to remember these.
Okay.
Thanks for denying it. Whatever. So, facts.
I need to hear them before I decide.
You can't work in Antarctica unless your wisdom teeth and appendix are removed.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wait, are yours?
Mine, personally? No, I've got my appendix on both of my teeth, so I couldn't work there.
Same. We're rubbish at Antarctica so far.
Well, sucks to be us. Surgeries are not made at the stations in Antarctica, so you should have your wisdom teeth and appendix removed, even if they're absolutely healthy. Just in case they do get bad and need removing at some point.
That suggests that it's quite a bad place. Like,
doesn't
I mean...
It? You know, it's nad looking good. Another fact.
Yeah, please. These are already good. One.
Thanks. The average thickness of Antarctic ice is about a mile.
Wait.
The thickness of ice is a mile.
The girth of it.
If you like. Disgusting.
Oh, wow. So, like, deep.
Deep.
A mile?
You are struggling to comprehend that. And final fact, which I think you'll like. There's a bar in Antarctica.
Yeah.
It's the world's southernmost bar.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's at Vermadsky Research Station. Should we head there afterwards?
Shall we? Let's go for a tipple.
Let's go for a swift one.
Do you reckon they have, like, proper regulars? Like, it's only regulars in there?
Yeah, I'm imagining people in big parkas.
Big parkas. They've got,
you
like...
You can't see their faces.
A little TV in the corner that's got, like, Cheers on. Do you know what I mean?
A jukebox.
Oh, love that.
People sliding shots along the counter. Why am I imagining a Western saloon?
Same, absolutely the same.
I don't know.
You ain't from around here. No, neither is anyone, because we're all not from Antarctica.
John Wayne marches in his slacks. Do they wear slacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Denim. They wear Levi's.
In the Antarctic. Anyway, shall we move on? Good facts.
Yes. These are great. Those are, and do you know what, Kay? And this is true for all of the podcasts so far. I'm like taking everything in.
Good. Absorb it.
Really
like a sponge.
Good. It is sponge-like.
Jackson Davies, the fact sponge. Good. Do you want to know more about Ernest Shackleton?
Yes, actually.
So, what we're going to talk about today with regards to Ernest Shackleton, which is a very exciting start of a sentence, I know.
Yeah.
Is the Endurance Expedition.
Okay.
So, I went to an exhibition about an expedition. Lol. So, the Endurance Expedition, conceived by Sir Ernest Shackleton, was an attempt to make the first land crossing of the Antarctic continent. Are you still with me?
To go to east to west or
so,
vice versa?
In his words, the mission was to cross the Antarctic from sea to sea, securing for the British flag the honour of being the first carried across the South Polar continent. Is that making sense?
Yeah, that does. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it first.
It's kind of like putting the flag on the moon sort of thing.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
And this actual exhibition was about Frank Hurley as well, who was the guy who took all the photos and the videos of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I went to this week. So he was the official photographer for the expedition. And they set sail in August 1914, date fans, August 1914... Also, the same time as the war was starting in Europe. So, obviously, around that time, everyone kind of learns about the war. Meanwhile, this was happening.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot that happened. It was very, very tough. They set sail that day. And we're actually going to skip forward to January 1915. So, 5 months later.
They were still there 5 months on.
Yes, they very much were. So, in January 1915, it became locked in ice. Endurance, the ship became locked in ice.
Okay.
Over the course of the next 9 months...
So it was like the ship going with them on the coast?
Yeah.
Okay.
So over the course of the next 9 months, the ship was gradually crushed, and this is like fast-forwarding a lot. So this is like over a year that they've been on. The ship was gradually crushed, finally sank at the end of October. So this is like a long time that we're speeding through here. And that's the... I saw the film of that. That was captured, the ship... getting crushed and falling.
Oh,
like this 100-year film, and it's pretty amazing to watch. I think it belongs to the BFI now, if you want to see it. And it was impossible for the... They got these little boats that carried on the Endurance, kind of like in the Titanic. So the sea was frozen and it was too hard for the 28 men to drag their boats and all of their food and everything across the frozen sea. Sir Ernest Shackleton camped on the ice and drifted with it. The ice started to crack, so the men launched the three boats in this really, really dangerous, condition. And they reached Elephant Island.
Yeah.
Remember that? I don't think it's like, you're imagining like a Simpsons style.
Yeah, with elephants
island
on it.
With elephants and coconuts and whatever.
It's like Easter Island, which has nothing to do with Easter, which is sad.
No, it's sad. We'll learn about that another time. Yeah. And it was still 800 miles from the nearest inhabited island with people on.
800 miles?
I know. So, really, really far. And in the end, Ernest Shackleton decided, right, I'm going to take a few of these guys, my compadres, off, and we are going to get help. So, they left them on an elephant island.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Island. And so there was him and five others set sail to try and reach South Georgia.
Okay.
Which was the nearest island with people on it.
Okay.
800 miles away. He knew that they'd be able to get help there, so he left the rest of them there, and they were feeding on seals and things and penguins.
Tasty.
So, I don't know.
All that seal fat.
Yummy.
Easily is your seal fat.
What a thing to say. I can't believe you said a lot of insults to me in your time. You need to lose your seal fat. You disgust me. So, should we continue?
Yes.
After 15 days at sea, this is Sir Ernest and team, they could see South Georgia, but they were on the uninhabited side of the island.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, God.
So they crossed an unmapped island to the other side, and get this, right? The journey involved a climb of nearly 3,000 feet, as if they hadn't had enough to deal with.
3,000 feet. That, all of these figures are too...
ridiculous.
They're too high. Stop.
Yeah. So they marched continuously for 36 hours, covering 40 miles over mountainous...
Terrain,
exactly. Until they finally reached the whaling station, where they found civilization, and then they could send back people to get those on Elephant Island who were collected on the 30th of August, 1916. So like 2 years.
2 years.
After they started their journey.
And also, this is like a happy ending. This is good.
They all survived.
They all survived.
And it was a tough old thing. You should really look this up because the things they must have seen. The things they must have seen. It was tough out there for Ernest and gang.
What climate are we talking?
For that particular time, I don't have the temperature, but fine. I know that the coldest temperature ever recorded was in Antarctica, and it was a freezing -89.2 degrees. I mean, it can't have been that cold the whole time because for 2 years, I mean, they wouldn't have survived a day. That would have been absurd. But yeah, pretty damn cold. So yeah, that is the Endurance Expedition, and definitely worth reading up more on.
Like, that is... I like an adventure, Katie.
I know it.
But to be like, to do something like that is insane and incredible. And it is a testament to people and willpower. They made it. And it's actually insane that they made it alive, all of them. So.
And actually, friend of the show, Winston Churchill, wasn't keen on the idea when Shackleton asked for funding for it. But he did obviously.
They did have a war
end.
To go. So.
There was a lot on for Churchill. Yeah. Yeah.
He's busy.
As we know too well. So yeah, there you go. That's
okay.
That's the expedition. Shall I move on?
Yes, let's. Oh my God. Yes.
So we're going to talk about animals now.
Oh my God, obsessed with Pingu.
Yeah, Pingu.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, and I mean, as everybody knows, Pingu was set in Antarctica. When you gave me this subject last time, the only thing I thought was, I know Pingu's from there.
Yeah.
And I did obviously, I say that's the only thing I knew. I did check that, and he was. So, he's still on, isn't he?
Yeah, Pingu's still on.
Good. Thank God. What a tough way to find out if he wasn't. So, animals. Quite a few animals in Antarctica.
So,
well, lots of each type.
So, you say animals. I think penguins.
A few types.
Pick up a penguin.
I actually asked my friend Emma because she knows so much about penguins. She is obsessed. So I asked her for her favourite penguin facts and she was on like within about 10 seconds. So emperor penguins live in creches.
Creche?
Yeah. And single penguins try and steal their chicks. They like to huddle and they're about 4 feet tall.
Oh, they seem fun.
Kind of like, no, I'm more than 5 foot. More than 4 foot, I'm 5 foot.
There you are, gentlemen.
And then Emma's favourite species of penguin is the little penguin. Only grows to 35 centimetres. About the size of a school ruler.
That's
Do you like
insane.
That comparison?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, about... Oh, it's a bit bigger. It's like plus five.
Yeah, but
you know,
like,
you know.
That is so small.
Teeny weeny.
Fit it in your packet.
Exactly. You could put one in your bag. Don't do that. That's really cool.
Put it in your clutch.
Imagine the latest showbiz accessory. Got another penguin for you.
Shoot.
Never enough. I'm going to talk about the Adélie penguin.
Sorry?
Adélie.
The Adèle penguin.
It's spelled A-D-E with an apostrophe L-I-E.
Adélie. All I hear is Adèle. Hello.
So the Adélie penguin has a black tail and it gives it a tuxedo-like appearance. It's mid-sized and its distinctive marks are the white ring surrounding the eye and the feathers at the base of the bill. I think if you were an Antarctic animal, you would be an Adélie penguin.
Me?
Yeah.
Honestly,
look at him. And he looks like he's wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, he does. So that's like your default, isn't it? That's the one that I reckon they do all the cartoons on.
I think so.
That's the
John Lewis penguin. That's what you're thinking of, right? Yeah, that's the John Lewis penguin. I've got a few more for you. Leopard seals.
Classic.
Known for their spotted coats, are one of the primary predators of Antarctica.
Are they? They're a predator.
Yeah, leopard seals.
Bitches.
Yeah, there's little bitchy little seals right there. The killer whale.
Like Free Willy.
Wee.
Oh, this is fun. I like all these animals. Apart from the seals.
Animals are
bitches.
Fun. Largest of the dolphins, the killer whale, or orca, is a highly successful predator feeding on fish, seals, and sometimes other whales. And finally, the shrimp krill.
Ew.
Integral to the food chain, tiny shrimp krill are the primary food source for many marine animals and fish.
So shrimp krill.
I'm not a shrimp krill. Actually, I changed it. You're a shrimp krill. You are not an Adélie penguin. And most of that animal information I got from National Geographic, I should say.
good. Big up National Geographic. Were you trying to get a sponsorship deal, hun?
No, the other one was Royal Geographic Society. Different things.
Oh, okay. That's a literally done.
Thanks for listening. So that's Antarctica for you.
Yay!
Yay, Antarctica. Do you feel like you've learnt?
Yeah, actually I do.
Are you interested in the endurance expedition?
I kind of...
You should honestly...
I really want to go.
Yeah, I think it's on for a tiny bit longer. I don't even know if it's still on today.
Which makes it all the more fun that you got to see and got
all that
information.
I know, I'm so pleased. And look up Frank Hurley, because he did all the photography and the films of this thing that happened 100 years ago and was really intense. They had dogs sledging them through the snow, which they had to shoot later on, by the way, because they were no use to them.
I was going
to
say it's like the film Snow Dogs, but not. No, they got shot at the end.
The dark version of Snow Dogs. A little bonus fact for you. They had dogs that had to shoot them. Not like, it's like the least fun bonus fact ever. There you go.
Take that away, kids.
I'm just showing off that I can ad-lib about endurance. So, there you go. That's Antarctica.
This is good. I'm just like really into all of this at the minute. Can we spin the wheel again?
I think it's that time. You need to go off and learn the F out of something and tell me every little thing about it.
Okay.
Où est le wheel, s'il vous plaît?
Here it is.
Thanks, honey. So I get to spin
the wheel of knowledge.
So it's landed on entertainment. Yeah.
I get all the entertainment ones.
You really do. You get the really soft ones. I really get to the nitty gritty.
You do. Hello, Winston Churchill. Yeah. Barrel off.
Yeah. Do you remember the song? I'm going to listen back to that one because of the song.
Oh my God, the song. Really obsessed.
If you haven't heard that one, go listen back. So, entertainment. Can we spin it again?
No, you can't. I get entertainment again, so don't be a sore loser. Just pick something now. Go on. Bet you can't think of anything.
We've done films recently. Mm-hmm. Music. Music.
Go for it. Hit me. I know everything about music. So.
No. What do you know about the Rat Pack?
Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You've lost the colour from your cheeks, dear.
I do actually know only one thing, and that is that Frank Sinatra was part of it.
Okay.
But the rest, you'll find out next
it's
time.
It's not going to fill 15 minutes, is it, hon?
No.
You better go off and brush up. Okay, so next week we're going to learn all about the Rat Pack, I've decided. Oh, I am so pleased with myself. I've thought of the best topic.
You look so smug.
I really am.
Shrimp krill, get out of my face.
Shrimp krill.
Get out, I'm going now, I'm done. I'm going to learn because I need to have some time.
Bye, hon. Go
Bye.
On. See you later, alligator.
See you later, shrimp krill. Hey there, fellow Adele penguins.
Shrimp krills. You're a shrimp krill.
You're a shrimp krill.
I'm not a shrimp krill.
You're a shrimp krill.
If you want to chime in, let us know what you think about the podcast. Maybe you've got an idea for a topic that you want to learn all about. Why not email us at...
BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com. This is like a really awkward voicemail that we've left, like our answer phone message.
And we both want to get the last word. Or you could tweet us at...
BeMoreCleverer. Ah, I got the last word.
Een nieuwe uitlaat nodig? Of motorolie? 123autoparts.nl heeft werkelijk alles voor je auto. 123autoparts.nl.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.